Right now, though, it's time for Great Moments with Doyle King. Our sometimes fill-in traffic guy was with us last week, and he was on with that Dunham and Miller morning program and was just a shocking, shocking revelation on that thing. And we had him on. It's something we've been wanting to do ever since he started doing this. He's done it, what, about three times with us now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been wanting to have him in there just to, you know, get to know him a little bit. Well, they did it. We did it. And on our watch, many, many great moments ensued.
Yeah, I don't think we were ready for what happened on our show. And it happened late in the day. We had him on like at 6:20 or 6:15, and that first segment was so highly successful and controversial that we kept him over for community quick hits, and we got some tremendous laughs. One thing that we do have on this show, the show may suck, but we have a massive archive of great laughs.
Yes, we do it. Like that.
Yeah. We got him.
Like
we got him from everybody, celebrities, whatever. If we see a funny laugh, man, I mean, there's nothing that makes me laugh harder than a goofy laugh.
I don't know what's funnier about that one, yours or mine underneath it. And then we have Skinner.
Oh yeah, we have Skinner. But anytime somebody's up here and they start laughing and we realize that they got a good laugh, then we all lay back.
Yes. I mean, we have become so in tune with this, and this is so important to us now that if we hear...
It's so stupid.
If we hear a good laugh developing, we have gotten to the point to where I know I'll do this anyway. I will push away. If I'm laughing too, I'll push away from the microphone to where I don't mess it up.
Yeah.
And you will just shut it down.
I'll stop.
And we will let them go wherever they're going, and then we will look at each other, and that's when we laugh, because we realize we've gotten gold.
And, man, it was really hard with Doyle, because Doyle is this really animated guy, and he's got these really goofy facial expressions, and it was really tough to lay back and not laugh, hearing him laugh along with the facial expressions. I mean, because the guy is way out there. Okay, so this was right out of the chute. We were asking him something, and he gave us this.
Yeah, well, this one came about, I think Mike was resetting the segment, and was talking about, you know, the Muse was doing it earlier, and Danny had a line that wasn't intended to be funny.
I didn't think it was funny at all.
It wasn't.
No one did.
Boy, but he did.
Well, he did. We've decided to do more with Doyle King.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing traffic for us today. A very explosive appearance for him on that Dunham and Miller morning program today, which has led to our wanting to continue with him and find out more about him.
Well, actually, we've been wanting to do this for weeks, and they just stole our idea. God.
Wow.
Isn't that genius? I can't do that.
And then when one of us cracks, we all crack. You know, I mean, we all just start dying. I don't even think he was finished with his laugh, but we weren't prepared for that. We tried our damnedest to hold out. You hear that isolated?
Oh.
You can hear how far back away from the mics we all are.
Well, that's his microphone by itself.
Okay.
Grooves was multi-tracking.
Oh, man.
It's genius, Grooves.
And he's got this real husky, smoky voice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Although he quit smoking.
Well, yeah, but like a week ago, he's still got enough tar in there to pave I-30. All right, so what's next?
This next one is Mike basically telling him that those segments will change his life, and Doyle's reaction and overlaughing.
All right.
Let me tell you, your life is going to change because of what you did today on this station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guarantee it is.
What, are they going to fire me tomorrow?
No.
definitely got to go out and get drinks sometime, Doyle. You
okay.
and me.
Okay, let's do it.
Listen to everybody coughing from holding back laughter.
I thought that was him. I thought that was Smokin' Joe you played over him. That's
no,
him?
Let's
That's
hear
him.
It by itself.
Oh.
That is so wonderful.
Oh, you didn't play Smokin' Joe anytime during that, did you?
I think we may have. I think one of them, Danny mentioned that it sounded like him, so way after the fact I played it.
All right, okay, what else?
These next two, and they're the last two, are both after playing stuff from Barb. I've got the full version of Barb's prank in there, too, because you can hear Doyle laughing all the way through.
Okay.
So here's the first one.
All right. Here is Barb being pranked, if you could find it.
360 heading north at Division. The right lane has blocked your jam to Arkansas. This report has been brought to you also by Heaven's Gate Barbecue. Heaven's Gate Barbecue. When St. Peter asks you if you're ready to see Jesus or have some ribs from Heaven's Gate, tell him you want the dang ribs. And Jesus loves their chicken. Heaven's Gate Barbecue. With the tickets. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Barb Smith.
Man, you put that on the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was live.
Live, dude. Oh,
oh. Oh, there's more.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, and by itself?
And you put that on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's funny.
God.
That is amazing.
Okay, we've never done this trick before where you isolated their microphone. That is genius, man. Well, we hardly have anybody in here in the first place, but good Lord, just the fact that you can hear him in the beginning going, what is he doing?
He's ramping up.
Play that again, the first part of that.
And you put that on the air.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
Crap, man.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
Wow, that's amazing. That is.
All right. And there's one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Report is brought to you by the Pickle Association of America. The Pickle Association of America. Hungry for a dill? Tell your girlfriend to shove a dill in your mouth. Ooh, pickles. Give me a big one. With the ticket, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Barb Smith.
She will read anything, won't she? And then just got up and walked out like it was nothing to it.
All right,
pretty much.
Do the Carl one.
Are you aware? Wait a minute. Are you aware of Barb's political bent?
I got a taste of that when she was training me up here.
Okay, then listen to this.
North and 35, the North Freeway, right there at Basswood in the normal backup, there's an accident blocking the right side. This report is brought to you by the Republican National Party. Your local elections are coming up soon, and isn't it time you came over to our side? Have a hot Carl and vote Republican. With the ticket, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Barb Smith.
Oh, you guys, man. We do have to go out for drinks. Oh, yeah. Those are classic. That's great.
Man, you don't know how classic they are.
Oh, man. Right.
Oh, boy.
And then somehow we have...
Did you piece it all together?
Smaller version of that.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was supposed to be edited better.
It's all right.
Oh, you guys, man. We do have to go out for drinks. Oh, yeah. Those are classic. That's great.
So, of course, I isolated my favorite part of that laugh. Okay. Y'all didn't catch it.
It's even better when you cut them all up.
Oh, man.
What a savant.
The great one Doyle of a kind.
All right, 528 here on Sports Radio 1310.